It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Today is the last day of early voting. Tuesday is Election Day. Throughout North Texas, there are very few competitive state legislative races on the ballot. The ones that are all in Dallas County. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports on why those races are close.
It's crunch time at Dallas County Republican headquarters, where volunteers are working hard to get out the vote.
Hey Donna, this is Brian. I'm a volunteer with the Republican Party in Dallas. Just calling about early voting, which goes on until November 4th.
The stakes here are especially high. Across Texas, state legislative districts tend to either favor Democrats or Republicans by practically insurmountable margins. In Dallas County, though, a handful of seats are competitive. They're all held by Republicans, and Democrats are working hard to take over. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, a Democrat, says more people vote in presidential election years, and that helps his party.
What you see is that when more people vote, the vote trends Democratic.
I met Jenkins at the Hillary Clinton campaign office in Dallas. They've got their own volunteers manning their own phones. He says having a polarizing figure like Donald Trump at the top of the ballot will help increase Democratic turnout. Overall, Jenkins thinks the county is more Democratic than the people who represent them in Austin.
Dallas County is a very progressive, forward-thinking county, and it's hard to carve districts that can be safe Republican districts in Dallas County.
Most big cities in Texas look like Dallas. Blue in the urban middle, red on the suburban edges. SMU political scientist Cal Gilson says the battlegrounds this year are in that first ring of suburbs, which he says are increasingly diverse and increasingly Democratic.
The Democrats expect to pick up statewide somewhere between 5 and 10 House seats that they don't currently hold. So there is an evolution of the urban areas in Texas that Dallas is a big part of.
One tight race is in Texas House District 107, which includes chunks of eastern Dallas, Garland, and Mesquite. 4 years ago, Republican Kenneth Sheets won that seat by less than 1,000 votes. This year, Democratic challenger Victoria Nieve is pushing hard to unseat him. The race has drawn in more than $1.2 million, with Sheets outspending Nieve 2-1. Sheets has run ads touting his military record and his support for consumer protections and law enforcement. He's also gone negative against Nieve.
She's a personal injury lawyer who defends violent criminals, including a repeat domestic abuser who threatened to kill women with a knife.
A Democratic political group backing Nieve blasted Sheets in its own ad. The Lone Star Project produced ads tying Sheets to Donald Trump and blaming Sheets for endangering children by not fixing the state's troubled Child Protective Services agency. Gilson, the political scientist, says that for the next few cycles, inner ring suburbs will be up for grabs in Texas.
But if you go out a decade, let alone 2 decades, 25 years, those are blue districts. And the Republican Party, as it's currently constituted, does not have a message for those more diverse inner ring suburbs. And absent that new Republican message, they're going to start performing like more urban districts.
Back at Dallas County headquarters, Philip Huffines is 2 months into his job as chairman of the local party. He says Republicans don't need a new message. They need to frame their message better.
Our ideas ring true with everybody. I mean, when you hear what the Republican Party stands for and when other voters hear that, they say, yeah, that's what I believe.
Huffines says in the long term, Republicans need to focus on engagement with all communities in Dallas County, including the reliably Democratic ones.
It's being involved in other people's lives and helping them and letting them know that we're here to help as a party and that our candidates and our elected officials take very seriously their concerns.
In the short term, Huffines thinks there are enough independents who like the Republican message that the GOP can keep control of Dallas County's most competitive districts. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Every year, the U.S. grants asylum to about 20,000 people from around the world. Those people often have difficult stories that we never hear. Human Rights Initiative North Texas is trying to change that. The group enlisted artists to create works based on stories from local asylum seekers. Art and Seek's Hadi Mwagdi met up with a pair.
Artist Chris Bingham and Nusrat, a client of Human Rights Initiative, meet for the first time at a Tom Thumb near North Dallas. Nusrat tells Bingham about himself.
I'm 35 years old, and I'm married. I have a child, and I've been living in the U.S. Since 2011.
Nusrat asked us not to use his real name to protect his family's safety. He's from Afghanistan. He was a translator for the U.S. military, and the Taliban killed a close friend, his brother, and his grandfather. He was in danger too, so he came to the U.S.
And that was not an easy decision for me at all, but that was the only option left for me.
Bingham is a muralist and art teacher from Oak Cliff. His work is a mix of graffiti, portraits, and images from pop culture. But his next project is a series of paintings based on Nusrat's life. At their meeting, he and Nusrat discussed the need for anonymity.
The other thing, you know, I wanted to ask what is off limits. Like, I know that the face is off limits and the name also.
Names and face, other than that, you can say.
After their chat, Bingham says his biggest challenge is going to be doing Nusrat's story justice.
I mean, that's the hard part, right? Like, you have a client, you have a story you want to get across, and you want to get that story right.
Nusrat's story is complicated and traumatic.
I lost my family members, I lost my life, and everything I had. It really hurts me, but it is what it is.
At the time, he had to leave his wife behind.
When I came to U.S., she was pregnant. So after 6 months of my depart from Afghanistan, my son was born.
It took 5 years, but Nusrat's wife and child are here now. Nusrat's mother is still in Afghanistan, so he works 3 jobs to save the money to bring her here. Bill Holston is the executive director of Human Rights Initiative. He says we hear about asylum seekers like Nusrat, but rarely hear their stories.
They have unique skills because these are very educated people. We're talking about human rights lawyers and nurses, theology teachers.
To raise awareness, the Human Rights Initiative created Rock Your Heart Out, a concert and party this Saturday in Deep Ellum. The works made by Bingham and 5 other artists who were paired with HRI clients will be on display at the event.
We also hoped that by having art that we'd appeal to a whole different group of people than we've attracted to our events in the past.
At Chris Bingham's art studio back in Oak Cliff, he's completed Nusrat's paintings.
Okay, so it's a 3-part painting series that tells the story of the client.
The largest of the 3 paintings features an outline of a man's face covered with a lovely floral pattern.
Like wallpaper print, and that represents his like loss of identity, loss of self, and kind of a, almost like a rebirth with the flowers. Kind of like
near the face are a handful of bees, which Bingham says represent the dangers of his job with the U.S. military. A second canvas with a maroon background features a large snake.
The snake, which represents death.
The final painting is an origami butterfly,
which then again represents rebirth and a new beginning.
Nusrat's story was a lot to take in. Bingham relied on the skills that he uses all of the time in his art practice.
Most of my work relies on the narrative. You know, it's all about the storytelling.
The difference between making Nusrat's paintings and the brightly colored works he usually creates? The pain.
It's definitely a story I'm never going to forget, you know, and he's a person that I'll never forget. It's one of those things that just kind of makes you sit back and think about your life and think that, you know, things aren't so bad.
It's a sentiment Bingham hopes audiences will feel as well. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
Check out the artwork inspired by the asylum seekers in North Texas. Visit artandseek.org. And while you're there, get the details about tomorrow's Rock Your Heart Out event in Deep Ellum. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Later on, a 30% chance for showers with low around 61. Tomorrow, also mostly cloudy. 20% chance of rain with a high near 73. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.